You know, I've been thinking maybe I should add some snappy theme music to this podcast. I was listening to other podcasts recently, and they have theme songs and music, and it'll fade out. I'll come in and say, hey, I'm Bill DeYoung. But I'm not that clever, and I've always done it this way, so we're going to do it again this way. My name, is Bill DeYoung. I'm from the St. Pete Catalyst, and this is the Arts Alive podcast. Thanks for joining us every Friday, as I'm sure you do. Today, I'm so happy to welcome one of the finest actresses in the Bay Area, certainly on the Pinellas County side. Her name is Debbie Yonis. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
You have a new show opening. It opened Thursday, this being Friday, and it's called Two Across by Jerry Meyer at the Off Central, which is, you're what they call an artistic associate there?
I'm part of the ensemble,
yes. Yeah, okay. You're an Off Central player.
Yes.
So we see you a lot. And the Off Central, of course, is 42 seats. It's a very intimate black box. And this show, Two Across, is one of those that really takes advantage of that intimate space. Debbie, why don't you tell us about the show? Give us the skinny.
Sure. So it's a romantic comedy that is based on the BART train in San Francisco while two people are traveling pretty much in the middle of the night, 4 a.m.
What is BART? It's Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Oh, look, yes, yeah.
Pretty smart, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're traveling from the San Francisco airport, and they're both trying to tackle the New York Times Saturday crossword puzzle. And for any of you who do crossword puzzles, you know that the Saturday one is the beast of the week. And over the course of the 83 minutes of the train ride, you watch them in real time develop a little relationship.
This is what we call a two-hander. You guys are the only two people in this show.
Correct.
And it's Michael Gregory, who I guess was in Lone Star.
Yes,
with Ward
was.
Smith. You were in the pairing with that, which was called Laundry and Bourbon.
Exactly.
I saw the show this week, folks. It's very cool. And of course, Debbie is wonderful. Michael
Thank
Gregory
you.
Is wonderful too.
Yes.
And it runs through February 9th at the Off Central. You've done a lot of shows at the Off Central. As you say, you're part of the company. We saw you in Rashida Speaking, which was, that's been, 3 years?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
opening show yep. when the place opened. It used to be the Andy Matheny Acting Studio. We saw you in Laundry and Bourbon. I remember Something Clean very mm-hmm. well, which you did with Alan Mooney, who is a close personal friend of yours. what other show? I mean, I saw you in Breadcrumbs, which I think was at Job Site.
We traveled. We did it at Job Site and then at the Off Central. They both hosted our co-production of it. Yes.
And No Exit, I've seen. You all can we talk about some of the other things you've done that I don't have on my handy list here?
Oh, sure.
I know you did something at the Dolly Museum with Roxanne Fay.
With Roxanne, she was commissioned to write a show about the Elsa Schiaparelli exhibit that was there. So it was an encounter between Elsa Schiaparelli and Coco Chanel, which was I love being on stage with Roxanne whenever I can. Roxanne Fay.
Yeah, right. Roxanne, of course, is part of the company, too, yes. at the Off Central. What is it about the Off Central? You've done a lot of shows in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I've asked Ward this. I've asked lots. I asked Alan this.
Yes.
What's so cool about being there for you as a performer?
Well, I think you just touched on it. It is the most intimate space that I've worked in.
Yeah.
And it puts you right in the space together with the audience. The audience is breathing your same air. We're experiencing the same things. And I love to be that close. And especially when, so this one is a comedy. Normally, I like to dig my teeth into some of the more dramatic roles, which really you can exactly that. Bring the audience along with you. So this one's a little bit different for me.
I dropped something. Sorry.
Bill's trying to multitask.
Well, I think mostly I've seen you in dramas.
Yeah.
So this was kind of different for you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting you say breathing the same air, mm-hmm. because it really is very much. I remember seeing Blackbird that Ward and Mac Aaron did recently, mm-hmm. and it's a very intimate show, and you're looking right in their eyes.
Right, exactly.
So you really feel like you're right in the middle of things.
Yeah.
And at this show, I felt like I was on the train with the two of you, especially
Good.
With the sound going and the guy calling, next stop.
Yeah.
So we should point out that this is in the middle of the night. You've both just left the airport.
Yes.
And you're the only people in this particular car.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you the tried and true Barbara Walters question,
oh,
which is what attracted you to this show? I mean, why did you say, I want to do that one?
Yeah, well, so Ward, I'm very grateful that Ward brought it to me. I think maybe he said, Janet is exactly Debbie. So he,
is there a little of you in this character?
There's a lot of me in this character, unfortunately, I hate to admit. So Ward gave me the script, and he asked me if I'd like to do it, and then offered Alan to direct it. Mm-hmm. And Alan, as you intimated, is my partner in life, but also in theater. And so with Alan directing it, and the storyline is so sweet, and it's about two people who really affect each other and change each other for the better, for good. And then a little bit of light comedy was helpful too.
Well, there were great moments. I mean, there were moments when I thought, boy, she's really an uptight shrew. And then other times I thought, he's a lunatic. And so what was really fun about it was balancing the two of those and finding out that neither of those were exactly true.
Yeah.
And maybe a little true. But it is a tremendous amount of fun. It's called Two Across, and it runs at the Off Central in St. Petersburg through February 9th. You know, it's theoffcentral.com. It looks like they just changed the website.
Yes.
It used to be called Studio Grand Central, but we don't talk about that anymore. But the website is mighty fine, and it's looking really good. Did you start in community theater?
I started a long time ago in doing shows through high school, through college, and then I thought I had to get a real job. Here's the Janet in me, the character that I'm
air
playing
quotes.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got away from it for a long time.
Yeah.
And so when I wanted to come back in, I thought, oh, well, my avenue is going to be through community theater, which I have a huge amount of respect for.
Sure, of course.
So some friends of mine said, just look for the next open audition. And it was at St. Pete City Theater. And I got that show together with actually Katie Callahan, who is on staff at the Off Central. She runs the Big Break.
Yeah. Oh, Katie's stage. Great. Yeah. I just saw the show she directed at Lab. About
yes.
2 weeks
yes.
ago.
She's a very talented actor, director.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, you know, getting back into theater through St. Pete City Theater, through West Coast Players, through Gulfport Community, and then testing it back out in the professional world.
Jumping ship for the big leagues. Have you worked with the 8 o'clock Dinner Theater also?
No,
okay,
which is awesome.
There are several of them that really intrigue me, but I don't really know any. I was going to ask you for some connections after the show. But
well, Alan has the connections. They have incredible musicals. I do not sing. Nobody wants to hear me sing.
Get in
line,
pal.
If I could, I'd go to 8 o'clock.
Are you from St. Pete? Are you a local person?
I'm not. I've been living here since 2000. I moved to St. Pete in 2012, but I came down for grad school. I'm a speech pathologist.
Yes.
I came down for speech pathology master's degree in Tampa. So I've been here reverse chronological order from Chicago.
Chicago. It's where my family's from, too.
Nice.
I was the only one of four children born in St. Petersburg right after they moved. I think I was conceived in Chicago. Let's put it that way. So I have a little Illinois in me. You are, as you say, a licensed speech pathologist. You're executive director of an organization called Voices of Hope for Aphasia. And it's what a program. Can you first of all, define for us what aphasia is, and then talk to me about what your organization does.
Yeah, well, I'd be honored to share this. So aphasia is a language disorder that happens. So it's an acquired disorder. It happens most commonly due to stroke. It's been in the news due to Bruce Willis. So his form of loss of language is due to a form of dementia, a disease. But most commonly due to a stroke. So sudden onset. So a traumatic injury, stroke, that affects the part of our brain that processes language. So most obviously speech, but understanding, speaking, and speaking, understanding, reading, and writing, which are the four ways we use language. So if I dropped you into a country where you don't speak the language and nobody speaks English, I haven't impacted your intelligence. I haven't created loss of memory. You're not confused. I've just given you a disruption of language, which is the best way that I can describe, but it's very superficial way of describing aphasia.
To play devil's advocate, to be, Joe off the street, aren't strokes more or less irreversible? It's like, I don't know this.
Sure. No, these are good questions, Bill.
That... You know, once it's done, it's like, how do you can work all you want. How's it going to come back?
Yeah. So The stroke is the incident that happens, and then there are effects of the stroke. And sometimes the effects resolve themselves, and sometimes you can recover 100% from the effects of the stroke. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are chronic conditions that remain. So hemiparesis, where half of your body is paralyzed, is a very common one.
Yeah.
Aphasia. So our organization supports people whose results of the stroke or other brain remains chronic, and aphasia can be the condition that somebody lives with for the rest of their lives. You can continue to improve. So the good news is, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So the good news is that for stroke or anything sudden onset, a brain injury, former Representative Gabby Giffords has aphasia due to a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
You can continue to improve if you continue to stay engaged, participate in life, use the language, use your body. You can continue to improve. But I'm sure you could imagine if I told you you can no longer talk to anybody, it would be extraordinarily isolating and difficult. And the challenge of re-engaging in life could be insurmountable. And that's why Voices of Hope was established.
Do you still work as a pathologist, or do you sort of just run the company?
Well, regrettably, I mostly run the company. I do. The past couple of weeks, I've gotten to run some of the programs because we've had people out on weddings and things like that.
Yeah.
My goal is to get back to more of the programs.
Right. Yeah. I would imagine. How long have you been executive director for a couple of years now?
Yeah, it's been 6 years.
Okay. I mean, does that actually happen once you get up there into the executive office? You start to remember what being quote unquote in the trenches is like. And boy, I really wish I would. Is that what happens?
Yes. So this week I was rusty. I have an incredible staff who run an incredible program. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to be a little modest here, but I'm going to be immodest. We are recognized across the country for the quality of our programs. And
yeah,
that's great. That is in large part to our staff. But I went back in this week and I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't done this in a long time. I've been writing grants for too long.
Isn't it like riding a bicycle or something?
Like, hopefully. You
know, wow. But you've done a lot of good.
I hope so. Yeah. I ran some of the numbers. We've surpassed having served 800 people, which is unfortunately a very small percentage of the people just right here in the Tampa Bay area. There's over 23,000 people living with aphasia. And unfortunately, few people know what it is. So I'm always describing and defining it. Mm-hmm. And so they don't know what it is until it happens to them. And then when it happens to them, if they don't know what the word is, it's difficult to find the resources. So I'm also grateful that you're letting me talk about it so that we can raise awareness of it.
Oh, grateful, schmateful. This is very important stuff. Yeah,
thank you.
You know, how did you get interested in this line? Debbie, you're from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, was there an incident in your family or I want to do this?
So not specifically in my family. My grandfather did have a stroke, but it unfortunately took his life. But really, I'd been in the corporate world traveling all the time. September 11th, this is going to show how long this transition was, but September 11th happened. I was looking for something, a change. I wanted to make a bigger impact on individuals.
You were in the corporate world, you say?
I was. I was in technology consulting.
Oh, okay.
And I traveled across the country implementing systems.
You made the big pivot, is what you're saying.
I made the big pivot.
Yeah.
And in order to determine what that pivot even was, I started volunteering at this wonderful children's hospital in the south side of Chicago, La Rabida Children's Hospital. And while I was there, I saw some of the speech pathologists working with the kids, and I said, aha, that's what I want to do.
Wow.
I want to work with kids in the hospital setting. And then I did all the applications. I found the program at USF in Tampa because it was sunny, warm, and they have a really good program.
Yeah.
So I came down for that. And my first year, the neurological communication disorders class was being taught by my now good friend, Dr. Jackie Hinckley. First day, this is what I want to do. I want to work with people
first
with aphasia.
Yeah. So was it kind of a no-brainer that once you got all that paperwork and the degrees and all the I'm official and a job, I suppose. Was it that you're going to, I'm staying here, this is going to be my new home now? It doesn't happen to everybody. Sometimes they come down, they get the degree and they leave.
Right. No, yeah. Well, the palm trees and the worm.
Let's go back to that one. Okay.
Yeah. No, and you know, I started working for a private practice. I'm doing really good aphasia therapy, which is intense. The best way to recover from aphasia is to do intensive, like immersive language therapy. I was grateful for that experience. And I met the founders of Voices of Hope for Aphasia. They were creating the organization at the time. And, you know, speech therapy is available for people who have insurance, who can afford to do intensive therapy, but then speech therapy ends. Insurance companies don't want to continue unless you're showing some market improvement. And so Mike and Kathy Caputo, who founded Voices of Hope for Aphasia, said there has to be more. So they created an environment. We're not even doing speech therapy, really. We're just providing opportunities for people with aphasia to connect, to practice speech, to use communication, which of course, anecdotally, does in fact improve speech, but it also improves quality of life, which is what we're after.
Yeah, self-esteem and everything. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So, I mean, is there an ending? Sometimes people, you're in great shape, or do you have to keep doing it for your whole life?
You know, I wish I would love to be put out of work. I'd love to be put out of business. I'd love for everybody to say, we don't need you. If somebody could invent the pill that cures aphasia, I would invest in it. But the reality is there are stages of aphasia. There are more severe where you can't make any words or just a few words, all the way to, I'm re-entering life. My aphasia is mild enough that I can go back to my old life. I can go back to work.
But do they have to keep working at it?
Yes.
You know, like forever.
Forever. Even the people with the mildest aphasia, they will tell you, I fight for every word. Or when I'm tired, I can't get the words. Or if I'm frustrated, I can't get the words.
I'm going to do a big segue here and say, where do you find the time to act? How do you do that?
Oh, this week has been a little bit of a challenge. But, over my career, I also realized I have to make a balance between work and life. And I get so much pleasure from theater. That's my release. And of course, I get to do it with Alan. Yeah. So it's a way for us to connect in our lives as well. So I make it a priority to figure it out and do both.
Well, Two Across has opened this week, and you can see it tonight and Saturday and Sunday. You can see all of them if you like, and it goes through February 9th. It's at the Off Central, which is there on First Avenue South in St. Petersburg. Go to theoffcentral.com for tickets. The play stars Michael Gregory and today's guest, Debbie Yonis. Long pause. I was thinking you said,
sorry,
Bill,
thanks, Bill. sorry. I didn't pick up my cue. Bad actor.
Hey, bad actor. Yeah.
And Bill, if you don't mind, I'd like to make one more crossover pitch.
Wordplay. You know, I forgot to bring it up. Tell us about Wordplay, because it's coming up on, is it May 15th or March 15th?
May 15th.
I have MA on my notes. Yeah. Well, tell everybody what that is.
Sure. So there's a sort of crossword puzzle theme here. So I'm doing a play about crossword puzzles while I am working together with an awesome team to put together Voices of Hope's annual gala, which is called Wordplay, which is a crossword puzzle competition. You joined us a couple of years ago, Bill.
I did. Yeah, it was an interesting evening. And I didn't win anything. You know, I was terrible at it, but yeah.
Yeah, and you know, galas sometimes can be, you know, we all get dressed up and it has to be formal and serious. This is all about the competition, all about the fun, all about using language and then realizing what impacts it could have if it gets taken away after playing the crossword puzzle.
Describe what happens. It's basically a room full of people doing crossword puzzles.
Yeah, yeah. So we encourage people to come as a team. So each table is a team. At a certain point in the night after we feed you, we pass out crossword puzzles, and the teams compete to complete the crossword puzzle, one, the fastest, and B, do correctly.
One and B. Oh, yeah.
And then our crossword puzzle experts go off and score the crossword puzzles. And we partner together with Marie Haley, who is the partner of Merle Regal, who is a Tampa Bay resident who was one of the most prolific crossword puzzle
constructors. I remember talking to Marie and writing that story. Yeah, fantastic.
He passed away, I think this year is the 10th year anniversary of his passing.
Did the crossword puzzles come from Merle's archive? Is that what happens?
No, Marie is still very connected with the crossword puzzle creators, and they make custom crossword puzzles for that night, which is awesome.
Great. That's great.
And, you know, both shows talk about Will Shortz. Will Shortz and Merle Regal were very close. So
Will Shortz comes up a lot.
Yeah, and Will Shortz last year had a stroke himself. Oh. So, yeah. So it is far-reaching. I think every 40 seconds, someone in the United States has a stroke, and 40% of those have aphasia. So it's all over.
Well, let's do another plug for Wordplay. Sure. What's the website? Where can people find out more, get tickets, find out how to get involved?
WordplayTampaBay.com. So, or you can go to vohaphasia.org, which is our website, and you can find it on there as well. And tickets will be available in the next couple weeks. Sponsorships are available. I should plug that one big too. Sponsorships are available right now.
Okay, all our rich friends out there, you hear that?
And it goes to a great cause.
Yes, it does. Debbie Yonis, what a pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Let me wish you and Michael broken legs on Two Across. And it is really a nice show, folks. You really should go and see it. It's at the Off Central through February 9th. One more time, it's theoffcentral.com. Thanks to Ward Smith. Thanks to Alan Mooney Jr. for putting everything together and allowing me to talk to this wonderful lady here. Debbie, thanks again. See you soon.
Thank you so much, Bill.